ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरश्चैव नरोत्तमः देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयत्मुदेरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिके। मुखं करति वाचालं पंगो लंघयते गिरे। यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानंदमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं। Actually, Asim Krishna Prabhu showed me to speak on Damodar Lila, so I chose this verse. This is a text from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 4, text number 63. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Aham Bhakta Paradheno. Aham Bhakta Paradheno. हे अस्वतंत्र इव द्विज। हे अस्वतंत्र इव द्विज। साधवे ग्रस्त हृदयो। साधुभिर्ग्रस्त हृदयो। भक्तेर भक्ता जनप्रिया। भक्तैर्भक्त जनप्रिया। श्री भगवान वाच। अहम् भक्त पराधीनो। हि अस्वतंत्र इव द्विज। साधुवीरग्रस्त हृदयो। भक्तैर्भक्त जनप्रिया। श्री भगवान वाच। अहम् भक्त पराधीनो। हि अस्वतंत्र इव द्विज। साधुवीरग्रस्त हृदयो। भक्तैर्भक्त जनप्रियः। प्लीज चैंट। श्री भगवान वाच। आम भक्त पराधीनो।
Amen.
శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ అమ్మత్త పరాధీను త్రైవద్విజ వాట్ పాడమండి
శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ సేడ్
అహం ఐ భక్త పరాధీన ఐఎమ్ డిపెండెంట్ ఆన్ ద విల్ ఆఫ్ మై డివోటీస్ హీ ఇండీడ్ అస్వతంత్ర ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఇబా ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ దట్ దిజ ఓ బ్రాహ్మణ సాధు హీ మై ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ completely free from all material desires grasta hrudaya my heart is controlled bhakti because they are devotees bhakta janapriya I am dependent not only on my devotee but also on my devotee's devotee. The devotee is extremely dear to me. Translation and purported by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires. I sit only within the core of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Purport. All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of his devotee. Why is this? Because the devotee is anyavilasita shunya. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve him best. Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord is extremely favored to the devotees. Indeed, not only the devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keava. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Hartha Padakamalev Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Thus, He instructed us to become not only servant of Krishna, but servant of the servant of Krishna. Devotees like Brahma, Narada, Vyasa and Sukadeva Goswami are directly servant of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyasa and Sukadeva, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. If one very seriously serves the spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. श्री भगवान उवाच अहम भक्त पराधीनो यस्वतंत्र द्विज साधु निर्गृष्ट हृदय भक्तिर्भक्त जनप्रिय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड सेड टू द ब्राह्मण आई एम कंप्लीटली अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ माय डिवोटीज इन नीड आई एम नॉट एट ऑल इंडिपेंडेंट बिकॉज माय डिवोटीज आर कंप्लीटली डिवाइड ऑफ मटेरियल डिजायर्स आई सीट ओनली विद इन द कोर ऑफ देयर हार्ट्स व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ माय डिवोटीज इवन those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Jnanatimandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakhiranmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri chaitanya manavishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupah kadamahyam dadati sapadantika. Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Guran Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanmitam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatupate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Vancha Kalpataru Hyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevhyo Vishnuvibhyo Namo Nama Namo Mavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Jaitanya Namne Gaurateshe Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Jai Shri Shri Radhara Spiyari Lalda Visakha Devi Ke Giriraj Maharaj Ke Shri Shri Garnitai Ke Jai Sitaram Lachman Naman Ji Ke Jai First of all, I bring blessings from all the devotees present here, especially some of the devotees, so that I can repeat the words of exalted devotees and acharyas, which will purify my heart and also will please the devotees. Yes, this verse I choose because it is related to our auspicious month Kartik, especially Damodar Ashtakam. So as per Prabhupada's Asim Krishna Prabhupada's instruction, I'll go to 8 verses of this Damodar Ashtakam and glories of this Kartik month. First, in this verse, first line, Lord Vishnu is replying to the sage, that sage, kya naam hai uska? Durvasa. Sage Durvasa. And Durvasa, when he offended Maharaj Ambarish, అండ్ సుదర్శన్ వాజ్ చేసింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ హిమ్, సో హీ వాజ్ రన్నింగ్ హియర్ దేర్ దేర్. ఫస్ట్ హీ టూక్ షెల్టర్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ, దెన్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ రిఫ్యూజ్డ్, సో అగైన్ హీ వెంట్ టు శివజీ, శివజీ ఆల్సో రిఫ్యూజ్డ్, దెన్ హీ వెంట్ టు లార్డ్ విష్ణు. And in front of that Durvasa, Durvasa Muni, Lord Vishnu is replying this verse, this shloka. So this verse says, Aham Bhakta Paradhina. Lord Himself is declaring here, I am dependent of my devotee. But we see, starting of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first verse, జనాదస్య జత అన్యాతితరత చర్థేషు అవిజ్ఞ స్వరాట్ తేని బ్రహ్మ. సో ది ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ గివ్స్ అస్ దట్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇజ్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ హోమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎమినేట్స్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హిమ్, including this material world and spiritual world also. Janma Adihi means all kind of creation happens from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who is Swarat? Swarat means independent. So, but here we see he is explaining, I am dependent upon my devotee. I don't have any independent. So, Aham Bhakta Paradhina. That means here we can understand, he mercifully wants to be controlled by his devotee. In other, this continuously, 4-5 verses, Lord is explaining how much he can subdue by the love of his devotees. Little bit I will explain, then I will go to Damodarashtakam. Aham Bhakta Paradhina, he aswatantra yiva dija. He Brahman, oh Brahmanas, I don't have any independent. I am always dependent upon my devotees. Sadhuvir grashta hrudayo, I am sitting in the heart of my devotees. And what to speak that I am servant of devotees? I am servant of devotees of devotees. You can see the first time of Lord, how much he becomes controlled by his pure devotee. Just we can see the Parthasarathi in Bhagavad Gita, Parthasarathi photograph. Lord is chariot driver. Who wants to become servant? But Lord wants to enjoy with the mellow of his devotees. So, and another verse he says, Nahum ఆత్మనం ఆశాసి మద్భక్తి సాధు విరిగిన శ్రేయం శ్రేయం చ అత్యంతికం బ్రహ్మన్ జేషం గతి అహం పర. ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ మై అఫులెన్సెస్ విదౌట్ మై డివోటీస్. ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ హీజ్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ అఫులెన్సెస్, సడిశ్చర్య పూర్ణ జయం భగవాన్ స్వయం, బట్ ఇట్ డజంట్ లైక్ టు ఎంజాయ్ దిస్ అపులెన్స్ విదౌట్ హిజ్ డివోటీస్, అండ్ హీ ఎంజాయ్ విత్ హిజ్ డివోటీస్. అండ్ నెక్స్ట్ వర్సెస్ జీ దార అగార పుత్ర ఆప్త ప్రాణం విత్తన్ ఇమాం పరం హిత్వా మా శరణం యాత కథం తాం త్యక్తుం ఉత్సాహే. హౌ ఐ కెన్ గివ్ అప్ సచ్ ఎ డివోటీ హూ హెస్ గివెన్ అప్
his wife, home, son, and all his relatives. And also they are ready to give up their life to give me pleasure. For my service they are ready to give up all these things, and they have given up also. How I can live such kind of devotee? And Durvasa Muni is praying, "Oh Lord, please save me from this danger." That means he was trying to kill Ambarish Maharaj. So here Lord is replying, "How I can live such a devotee?" And in further verse he explained very nicely, "Mai nirvaddha hrudaya sadhava samadarshana vasi kurvanti mam bhaktya sat striya sat patim jatha." They are serving in such a way that I automatically becomes controlled by their loving service. He is giving example of a chaste wife service. Previously, this wedding system was arranged not by this love marriage or court marriage. So it was happening through the connection of this boy's father and the girl's father, parents. They were meeting each other, and after that relationship happened. And before that they were not any connection, but after that marriage, within 1 month or some period, that chaste wife can keep control her husband. Why? It's chastity, her selfless service. She can control only chaste husband, not the drunkard husband. No, sorry, gentle husband. Chaste wife, by her service, sincere service, she can control a gentle husband. So this example is Lord is quoting. Similarly, Prabhupada gives the word of henpecked. Just like henpecked husband, Lord also works in favor of his devotees. And during the when he was visiting in the heavenly planet, during that time, Satyabhama told to Lord Krishna, "Lord, I want this parijat." During that time, Lord took this. So I am not going into detail about that because I have to go there. So here we can understand he becomes controlled by his devotee. And matta shevaya, let me go further. The last verse I am explaining. Sadhava hrudaya mahyam sadhanam hrudayam tuaham matanyatte najananti naham tebhyo manakapi. So here completely he is declaring, "I am sitting in the heart of my devotee and devotees are sitting within my heart. Sadhava hrudaya mahyam sadhuna hrudaya tuya." They don't know anything other than me, or I don't know other than my devotees. This is the relationship with Lord and his devotees. So let us come to this auspicious month of Kartik. So, this month, morning and evening, we worship Lord Damodar. This Lord Damodar, Damodar means Lord who is controlled within, who is controlled through rope, brilliant rope. So this picture which we are worshipping here, this is the Damodar picture, shows us that I may be Supreme Personality of Godhead. I may control everyone, but I agreed to be controlled by my devotees. Love of my devotees. So this 8 verses, before reading this 8 verses, just I will read from Srila Prabhupada. From Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 4.169 purport. The execution of devotional service during Urja Vrata in the month of Kartika is specially recommended to be performed at Mathura. This system is still followed by my devotees. They go to Mathura or Vrindavan and stay there during the month of Kartika, specifically to perform devotional services during this period. In the Padma Purana it is said, the Lord may offer liberation or material happiness to the devotee. But after some devotional service has been executed, particularly in Mathura during the month of Kartika, the devotee want only to attain pure devotional service unto the Lord. The perfect is that the Lord does not award devotional service to the ordinary persons who are not serious about it. But even such unserious persons who execute devotional service according to the regulative principles during the month of Kartika and within the jurisdiction of Mathura in India are very easily awarded the Lord's personal service. Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 12. Some devotee, they asked to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, today is the beginning of Urja Vrata, the Kartika Vrata. Can you describe what that is? Urja Vrata? How it should be observed? Prabhupada replied, Urja Vrata, you can chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, 1 month, and devotee laughed. And Prabhupada replied, that's all. Then Prabhupada disciples replied, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, yes. Don't sleep, don't eat. That is Urja Vrata. Can you execute? Then devotee replied, I do not know. And devotee laughed. So here we can see, in our Vrindavan also, this 1 month jatra is happening because of this. Our society is arranging very nice opportunity to listen glories of Lord at Vrindavan place, Brajmandal, Parikrama is happening. And specially in this month we can chant more, as much possible. And now let me tell this 8 verses of Damodara Ashtakam. Here, Satyavrata Muni has written these 8 verses. First verse is telling about Namami Saransam Sachidananda Rupam Lashat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Bhyalu Khaladhavamanam Param Rishtamatyan Tatadrutya Gopya. So this thing we can find in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto, 9 chapters. Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. Once Mother Yashoda was churning the butter. Nowadays, people are churning within that current. But previously, they used to churn
with some stick, if it is less amount or even large, big pot, then they used to keep udukhal. Mortar grinding matter, I think. So udukhal will churn it, churn it till some sound. Villagers, they can know this. So this mother was churning this. So during that time, Lord Krishna came, baby Krishna, child, and came and holding the mother's sadis, wanted to suck her breast. So Mother Yashoda understood the mind of Krishna, baby Krishna, and left that work, and she took and gave her breast milk. So Mother, little Krishna was sucking the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. During that time, Mother Yashoda was looking the effulgent, just like moonshine, brightening face of little Krishna and enjoying in this way. Within that time, Mother Yashoda came to know that she was boiling the milk and the milk was coming off. So if she will not go to stop that milk, then milk will flow out. So she kept Krishna down and immediately left. She thought that my breast milk is always stored, any moment I can feed my child. But this is very nice milk which I have collected from Padmagandha cows, that is Padmagandha milk. So if baby Krishna will eat it, then he will not go for stealing butter from others' house. So she went and stopped flying that milk. But when Krishna saw this work of Mother Yashoda, he became angry. He was thinking, oh, I am coming from Vaikuntha. I left my opulences and became his child. Now, I don't have any value in his home. So she is going to stop her milk. So then let me see how she is protecting this milk. Then he was just in this fold. And he took a stone, big stone, and saw big full of pot, that pot was full of cord. Then he stroked below that pot, and all the cord came out from that pot. And that room was full, and that ground full of that cord. Still, his anger was not satisfied. And he was walking little bit. And he saw makhan. Where is that makhan? Buttermilk. He saw makhan pot also was there. So he came down that pot and called the monkeys. And he was feeding the makhan to monkeys. Maybe he was thinking these monkeys were helping when I was fighting with the Ravanas. During that time I could not give anything, let me give this buttermilk. So he was feeding, but he was fearful also. Mother may come. So when mother came to see her child, child was not there. So she saw, where is my child? Then she saw that room is full of dahi. So then how it came? this thing happened. So he looked, then little footprint is there on that cord. She understood this is the work of my naughty child. And she saw that weave hole of that pot. Then she smiled and she understood my baby is now becoming intelligent. Why? Because he is stroking below that pot. So that sound will not come. And also he will not be caught as thief. Then anyway, she went little furthermore. Then she saw that he is feeding the makhan, like Ravi Krishna is. Then she took a stick. So previously I was listening that my voice, naughty voice, he is stealing from my ear. Now practically I am seeing. So I am being the mother of this naughty boy, it is my duty to punish this boy. Thinking in this way, she took a stick, small stick. Then, hiding she is going. But Krishna was looking once and feeding once. As soon as Lord Krishna saw that mother is coming with stick, then he ran away. And monkey also ran away. He was such fearful and running, mother Yashoda also ran after Krishna. Mother Yashoda saw that this Krishna is fearful in such a way that if I will not caught this boy, then he may not come my home again because of my fear. So Mother Yashoda wanted to catch the boy. When Mother Yashoda is going after, so this thing is written here. Namami Saransa Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam. I am offering the obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Ishvara, whose form is Satchitananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means full of knowledge and full of bliss. And whose kundal is hanging to and fro, because he is running towards the Udukhal, Udukhala Dhavamanam. Grinding motor. Now, Lasat Kondalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yashoda Vyalu Khalad Dhavaman. Why is he running? Because of fear of Mother Yashoda. Param Rushta Matyantata Drutya Gopya. He is fearful. When fearing mood, he is running. So this verse. Again comes Rudanta Muhur Netra Jugmam Rijantam Karambuja Jugmena Satanka Netram Muhur Shasa Kampa Tirekhanka Kanta Shtita Grivam Damo Dharam Bhakti Vartha. Then Mother Yashoda is chasing. Lord Krishna understood that now Mother is very tired. Mother is heavy body, little fat. And because of heavy, heavy body, she unable to work. And child work is just as a child walking of child is as same as a calf. It is very difficult to capture calf. So. When Lord Krishna felt that Mother Yashoda's body is tired, and being merciful upon Mother Yashoda, she agreed to be controlled. Then Mother Yashoda kept cut hold, on the shoulder of Ravi Krishna. Then he tried to wind. She tried to wind. She understood that now my boy is very, very afraid of him, so she left that stick and she was winding with grinding motors. So grinding motor, first he wound grinding motor and then later he connected with that rope to Krishna. During that time, this verse comes that Rudantam Moho Netra Jugumam Rijantam. Lord is thinking that when somebody was chastising me, somebody was beating me, that time I was coming to my mother. Oh, mother, please protect me. And mother was giving me affection. And she was listening my problem. Now mother is winding me. To whom I will approach? Who will listen my problem? And now she is winding me as a cow, as an animal. So nobody can protect me now. She's thinking in this way. And rubbing the eyes. Rudantam Mohan Netra Jugmam Rajantam, both eyes he is rubbing within two hands. Karam Muja Jugmana, Karam Muja, both hands. Jugmana, Shatanka Netram. When he is rubbing, during that time he is Kajal. Kajal ko kya bolte? Okay, Kajal. Okay, anything, I don't know. When he is rubbing that black ointment, you can tell. Actually his face is black, Shyam Sundar. Within that black also more black is happening because of that kajal. Rudantam Moho Netra Jugmam Rajantam Karambuja Jugmena Satanka Netram Muhur Shwasa Kampa Trirekhanga Kantha. And during that time, he is taking mohur mohur shwas, again and again, taking shwas. So, his neck, within his neck, three lines is happening. Mohur shwasa kampa, three rekhanka kanta. Within that kanta neck, three lines is coming. So it is very beautiful. But this looking, this very nice scene is observed by Satyavata Muni and he is explaining. Sthitagriva Dhamo Dara Bhakti Vaddham. I am offering obeisances to such Dhamodara who is mercifully want to become controlled by his devotee. Iti Bruksha Lilavir Ananda Kunde Swaghosham Niyajantam Akhyapayantam Tadiya Sitagyashu Bhaktir Jitattam Puna Prema Tatsang Sadabra Devande. So here, and after that, Mother Yashoda is trying to wind, but it is not happening. The small grinding motor and small chest of Krishna, and a big rope is there. But when she is trying to knot, 2 inches required knot that rope. Again and again she is tightening, but it is not happening. So when this thing is observed by gopis, elderly gopis, they are laughing. Those who have affection, parental affection towards Krishna, they are laughing. The mother Yashoda is telling them, why are you laughing? Bring rope from your home. Then queen is telling this, so they are hastily going and bringing the rope. Then mother Yashoda jammed that rope again, trying to bind. But again also that 2 inches remaining. So this joke is observed by devotees of Gokulas and they are laughing, especially the elderly gopis, and they are replying, Yashoda, Lala ki bhaga mein bandhan nahi likha hai. It is not written in the forehead of Krishna or winding. No one can wind it. So, I will wind. You bring a rope from your home. This thing is mentioned here. Iti druksha lila vir ananda kunde. Such a blissful lila. Iti druksha lila vir ananda kunde. You may see various kund of waters, kund of colorful waters, or mineral waters, various things, and Amrit Kund also there, so Mayadana has created. Similarly here word comes that Ananda Kund. Ananda Kund is Gokul, Golak Vrindavan. So, here they are jumping in the water of bliss. So it is known as Ananda Kund. Iti Bruksha Lila Vir Ananda Kund. Such kind of lila is happening in this Golak Vrindavan. Swaghosam Nirajantam Akhyapayantam Tadiya Shita Gyashu Bhaktirjitattam Puna Prema Tatsang Sadabhradivande. So, Swaghosam, and Lord is declaring here, Nirajantam Akhyapayantam Tadiya Shita Gyashu Bhaktirjitattam. He is controlled by his devotee. And his work is to please his devotee. Devotee's work is to please Krishna, and Krishna's work is to please his devotee. His Holiness Guru Gobind Swami Maharaj used to say, Bhakta is Bhagavad Bhaktiman. That means devotee is the devotee is always trying to please Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Lord is Bhakta Bhaktiman. He performs a devotion towards the devotee. How? What may be it? If by that service devotee will please, then Lord is agree to do without caring his position. I am not going to tell all this thing, you know all this. So this thing, Lord is declaring and giving the bliss in this Golak Vrindavan. Varam deva mukhyam na mukhyam madeva nashyanne vrdeyaham varishadapiyaha idante vapunatha gopalavalam sadame manashya virashtam kinganne. So here Satyavatamani is praying, Varam deva mukhyam na mukhyam madeva. So I am not praying the mokya, liberation. You are the bestower of liberation, but I am not praying this. Mokya cannot be bestowed by demigods other than Lord Vishnu. Still I am not begging this. Nacha aham brane, nacha Nacha ayam brune aham varishadapiyah idante vapunatha gopalavalam sadame manashya avirashtam kinganni. Nacha ayam brune aham varishadapiyah. I also don't want other benediction. Idante vapunatha gopalavalam sadame manashya avirashtam kinganni. Let me always remember your Gopal form, which is enjoyed in the Gokul by your beloved devotees. Manashi avirashtam king anni. I don't want other benediction. I want always remember within my mind this form. Then, idante mukhambuja atyanta nilair vrutam kuntalishnigdha rakshtischa gupya muhushyambitam bimba raktadharam manashyavirashtam alam lakhyalave. Idante mukhambuja atyanta nilair vrutam kuntale. Time is going over.
Raviji,
I'll take little more. Finish it. Little 10 minutes. Okay. So here, idante mukham mujatyant nilair vrutam kuntale snigdha raktischa gopya muhurshambitam bimba raktadharam me manashya virashtam alam lakhyalave. So, in this verse, Satyabrata Muni is observing that this form of Lord is again and again kissed by Mother Yashoda. Mushyamitam Mushyamitam Mimma Raktadharam Ini Idamantim Mukhambuja Atyanta Nilair Vrutam Kuntale Snigdha Raktischa Gopya Mushyamitam Mimma Raktadharam Manashari Rashtam Alam Lakhya Lavai. I don't want other benediction. I want to remember that form. In previous verse he has explained that form, and here also that same thing explained little further more, which is kissed by Mother Yashoda, and his leaf is just as a bimba phal, pomegranate seed, you can see such beautiful, so such kind of leaf and curly locks. So this form is observed in this verse. Namo deva damodara ananta vishnu prasida prabhu dukkha jalabdhi magnam kripa drishti vrishyati dinam vatano grihanesha mamajna edhakhi drishya. I am offering obeisances unto Lord Damodara, who is ananta and who is vishnu. Namo deva damodara ananta vishnu prasida prabhu dukkha jalabdhi magnam. I am suffering in this ocean of material existence. Kripa drishti vrishyati dinam matanu, being merciful upon me, and you save me. Kripa drishti vrishyati dinam matanu, this fallen soul. Grihani samabhengya agyam edhyakhi drushye. I am ignorant person, so please see your glance, merciful glance. Previous two verses, he is praying that I don't want other benediction, including moksha also. I want to remember your form always within my mind. And that form also he explained nicely. And this verse, he is praying to Lord to save from this material nuisance, material existence. And now, kuveratma yovada mrutaiva jatvat paya machito bhakti bhajo krutaucho tatha prema bhakti svakame prayascha namekhya grehomeshti damodareha. Again lila comes here. So I am not going in detail, already time is offered. So kuveratma yovad, so after that being caught by Mother Yashoda, he, Lord Krishna pulled that mortar and caused to fell down to Jamala Arjuna. And after that, to Jamala, from that big gigantic tree, to divine form came out. That is Nala Kuber and Manigriva, two sons of Kuber, demigod. And they circumambulated to Lord Krishna and offered prayer and went back. So this thing, Kuveratma Javavad Mrutaiva Jadvat. So here Satyavrata Muni is praying that such as these two
son of Kuvairaj, Nalakruva and Manigriva. They were just as Mrutaivat, dead. Pre-life is as same as a dead, no more consciousness. Consciousness is there. Without consciousness, living entity cannot be formed. But it is not higher consciousness, only covered consciousness. So it is compared to Mrutaiva Jatvat. Kuveratma Jovat, Mrutaiva Jatvat. Toya mochito bhakti vajo krutojo. They are such intoxicated in heavenly planets that they forgot to give respect to Devarsi Narad. They are enjoying with Apsaraj in Mandakini lake. So, being merciful upon these two sons of Kuvera, Narad Muni curse. Actually, Narad Muni's curse is great benediction. Just like child, sometimes being beaten by mothers, he gets a real benediction. Similarly, this is great benediction of Narad Muni in order to purify these two sons of Kuvera. So they were in such a stage. But Lord Krishna gave them prema bhakti. So this thing is mentioned here. Kuveratma jovad mrutai vajadvat. Taya mochito bhakti bhajo krutochu. Similarly, I am fallen. Previous verse he mentioned, I am fallen soul. But I want your prema bhakti. So here, toya mochito bhakti bhajo krutochu. As you have given this, your love to this Kuveratma, Atmajo, two sons of Kuveras, similarly give me your love. Taya mochito bhakti bhajo krutochu. Tatha prema bhakti swakame prayachya. I want this, your prema bhakti, not this other benediction. Na mekhya grihas meyashti damodareha. Again he is repeating, I don't want mokhya liberation. Then this is the last verse. Namaste sudhamne spuradipti dhamne tadiya udarayasta viswasva dhamne nama radhikaye tadiya priyaye nama nantalilaya devayatabhyam. Here only namaskar is here. Offering obeisances to the brilliant robe which is being bound by Lord. So, namaste sudhamne, dhamne means that rope, brilliant rope. So, asmura dipti dhamne, tadi udarayasa, and also I am offering obeisances to the veil, abdomen of Lord. Tadi udarayasa, viswasva dhamne, which is the abode of all universes. Viswasva dhamne, namo radhikai, tadiya priyai, and I am offering obeisances to your priya, beloved Srimati Radharani. Namo anandalilaya devaya tubhyam. Then I am offering the Lord Krishna, who is performer of all kind of very nice pastimes, lila. This is the eight prayers of Damodara Ashtakam. I'll stop here. Time is over. So, please forgive me for this offense taking more time. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Damodara Bhagavan ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Matai Guru Pramanande Hare Hare Bhava.